Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's the reason to duck?
It's here.
You know, there's no reason to duck. I'm here. Rome's here. Keenan Allen, you know, top five defense that we had last year. The special teams, all the new roles, whatever. You know, it's we're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited. The Bear fans are excited from what I've heard and seen. And there's no reason to duck. You know, attack it, you know, head first and go get it.
Hello. You play to win the game.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Yeah, that was Caleb Williams, and he was drafted to win games. And the man behind that famous quote, that now famous quote, former NFL, former college football head coach, ESPN analyst, Herm Edwards joins me now on The Score and the Circus Sports Hotline. Coach, welcome in. How are you this evening?
I am well, and thank you for having me. I think, you know, just the little tidbits I heard before I came on, I guess, you know, the Bears fans were very excited about their football team, and rightly so. They did a lot of good things in the draft as well as in the offseason, acquiring players, especially on the offensive side of the football. And, you know, when you have a quarterback of the talent of Caleb Williams, you get excited. But I will tell you this, excitement is good, but execution and how you play is going to have to be on point. You know, they play in a division at NFC North. There's two pretty good football teams there, and the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers. So they got a lot of work ahead of them. But I look for them to really, really play a lot better. They were a 7-10 football team. Can you imagine if this young quarterback could get you two more wins?
Mm-hmm. And that'd
be kind of, you know, that'd be interesting.
That's what fans are hoping for here, and fans are excited. Yeah. But I would label it as cautious optimism because of what you just said. Execution is a completely different thing than optimism and plans looking good on paper. It sounds like, though, you were a believer of Caleb Williams coming out of college. Do I have that right?
Yeah, correct. I mean, he is very talented. I mean, he is a talented football player. Can extend plays with his legs. He's not a runner, but he can extend plays with his legs, obviously. And he can throw from any platform, and he can throw the ball with accuracy. Now, he got a little sloppy with the ball in college, especially at USC, you know, defensively. They were lacking, and he just felt every time he played, you know, he had to score 30 to even get involved in the game. So he took some chances, but I think he's got to realize now in the NFL, when you turn the ball over, bad things happen. You know, I've always told quarterbacks and offensive players, I said, the only way the other team, the opponent gets the ball is make sure you kick it to them. Either you make a field goal, the point after the touchdown, or you punt it. That's the only way the opposition should get the ball, kick it to them.
That's a great piece of advice for any quarterback out there. What would you say? Because again, the hype is real, and they're going to be on Hard Knocks, and I want your thoughts on that a little later. But what are fair expectations for a rookie quarterback? You hear people saying, I want a CJ Stroud season. You hear people saying, I want him to be the first Bears quarterback to ever have 4,000 yards or 30 touchdowns. What, even as talented as Caleb Williams is, what do you think is fair to expect from a rookie quarterback learning the ropes in the NFL?
Well, I think for him and this organization, if they can be in mid-November in playoff contention, that would be very good. They're in a division where they won two games. They were 2-4 in their division. So that record has to change, because before you can do anything, you got to be competitive in your division.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a 2-4 record. Now, I understand they had a lot of different things going on. You know, the Lions were 4-2, obviously, in the division. Green Bay Packers were 4-2. So those are the teams you're looking at. Okay, now how do we look like that, right? The Vikings were same record as the Bears in the division, 2-4. Because I've always felt until you can win your division, you know, you're not really one of those upper echelon teams. And this division has become pretty good with an old veteran quarterback that they thought his career was over when he went to Detroit, right?
Yep.
And they thought that he was just, okay, you know, Jared Goff's going there, he's going to just die in Detroit, and that's it. And then they have the young quarterback from Green Bay, and he starts off kind of shaking, and toward the end there, all of a sudden, you go, whoa, who is this guy? And I've said it numerous times, and, you know, and hopefully the Chicago has the same thing going now, but when you think about the Green Bay Packers, if this young man that they have, Love, if he continues to play the way he plays, and let's just say he plays for another 10 to 15 years, you can talk about an organization that basically in 50 years of football have only had three quarterbacks, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and now Love. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Herm, I've said before that if they, I think I'm echoing Bears fans around Chicago and around the world when I say this, if they have three back-to-back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks, I just quit football. Like, I can't take this anymore, Herm. I can't take it. Like, it's enough, and how exactly are they doing it? It's annoying and frustrating.
Well, they've got it down. They do it better than anybody in the league. And I've said this, if I was a GM, you know, when I got ready to pick in the draft, I'd say, man, pick my quarterback for me, Green Bay. Yeah, unbelievable.
How much of it, though, in your opinion? Because I was, I don't know how you felt about Justin Fields, and we don't need to rehash and relitigate that whole thing. But I'm a big believer that, you know, environment matters, and what organization a guy comes up in matters in terms of him reaching the highest heights that he can reach, hitting his ceiling, so to speak. How much of it is organizational, and how much of it is them just being able to spot, oh, that's a guy that can come in here and do some things?
Well, I think it always starts, especially at the quarterback position, you know, and coordinators sometimes, you know, they talk about, and I've always mentioned the coordinators, offensive coordinators, you know, my system. Well, I always say, well, okay, I understand what your system is, but is it flexible enough to deal with the quarterback that we have? Because your number one job is to make the quarterback successful. Whatever that looks like. And it can look a little bit different, you know, and that's okay. But you got to build a system around the guy you have and figure out what he does well. Because he has to be successful. Because when he's not successful, you got problems. I mean, you got major problems, right? Mm-hmm. And you see this through the NFL. I mean, you do. And even in today's world, you know, you watch all these young quarterbacks come in here this year. And I've always said this. I pull for quarterbacks. I just do. I don't care what team they go to. I want them to be successful because the game's better and the league's better. And the fan base is excited, you know, and you have good games when you have good quarterback play. When you don't have a quarterback, the field's 150 yards long. It just is. You just sit there. You know, you have trouble just making first downs. But when you have a quarterback, it gives everyone hope. And fans want to watch that. They want to see that, right? So I always tell you, systems are built around the guy you have with the ball in his hand. And what does that look like? And if you can do that, then you got a chance.
Herm Edwards, former NFL college head coach, ESPN analyst, my guest here on The Score on a Wednesday night. I do want to jump to the other side of the ball, and that is your expertise, coach. But before I do that, the Bears making some moves this offseason, going and getting Keenan Allen, adding him to DJ Moore. They already have Cole Kmet. They draft Rome Odunze. Where would you say this Bears receiving core, pass catching core, ranks in the NFL right now? Just on paper.
Just on paper, I mean, with the experience of some of these guys, and that's the key for the young quarterback. You know, he's got guys now that have a lot of experience playing football. But you know, this is a Chicago Bear offense, because when you think of Chicago Bears, you know, you go back historically, it was like, oh, okay, well, they're going to play good defense. We know they're going to play good defense. And then, yeah, you know, they got a runner. That's what you always used to say. They got a runner, and they got one receiver. Well, that's not the case anymore. They got guys all over the place. You know, when you look at them, you go, ooh, they got some guys in here. And, you know, what's kind of ironic, they got to have one of the best kickers in the league. And people lose sight of that. You know, and this is a team that plays outside. That's an advantage in the middle of November now. You know, you got to go to Chicago in the middle of November. I remember those days in Tampa, you know, when we had to go up there. You know, we're down in Tampa Bay, and, you know, the guy's got the suntan lotion on. You know, she go up to Chicago and say, oh, boy, this is a little bit different, right? So I just think all those things factor in, and then they have a defense that, you know, just got better after week 9. I mean, they did a great job of really taking it. The ball away. I mean, 22 interceptions, key last year's turnaround. I mean, that's a bunch of takeaways. You know, and then that really helps when you have a young quarterback.
Yep, I was just going to say, coach, quarterback's best friend is a good defense. Don't put all that pressure on him to score all those points every week and win games for you every week and put that on his back. How much of that second half turnaround do you buy into last year in terms of being real and something that they can transition and ride into this year?
Well, I think it's real, and not only real, but now they're confident. You know, they've kind of set a standard. And look, when you put on the Bears uniform, guess what? If you're a defensive player, that's like, okay, wait a minute now. I'm playing for Chicago Bears. And you know good and well the Chicago Bears historically, they play good defense. So these guys get it. And you know, and sometimes history tells a lot about a team. You know, what are you? Who are you? You know, and I've always said this, you know, the fan base, you know, coaches change, players change, but the fan base just gets older as they follow their team.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain mentality they have. It was no different than when I went to Philadelphia. I learned right away when I went to Philadelphia. Guess what, guys? We're going to play defense around here now. NFC East, you better play defense. Bottom line, you have to play defense in the NFC East. And, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, that's what they do. Yeah. And so they get that. And I just think that, you know, all this helps the young quarterback. And I mentioned it earlier, and the kicker. Because you got a kicker now. You know, 3 points mean a lot. You know, when you got a kicker that you know, I get into that range, I mean, I don't have to do anything crazy. Just don't turn the ball over. You know, and that's what you got to stress to the guy. Don't give it to the bad guy. You give it to the bad guys only on kicks. You kick the point after, you kick a field goal, or you kick off after a touchdown, or you punt it.
That's the only
way the opponent should get the ball.
I'm going to steal that, coach. I'm going to steal that. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I'm stealing that for sure. That's the only way you give the other team the ball is to steal it. Would we talk about the defensive turnaround? That kind of coincided with two things. One, the trade for Montez Sweat, and I think the player he is speaks for itself. But the other thing was the Bears let go of their defensive coordinator, and Matt Eberflus, the head coach, starting calling the plays on defense. How much of a difference can a different play caller on the defensive side make?
Well, on any side of the ball, but I understand, you know, with the defense has a lot to do with the personnel that you play with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do they do well, right? And when you're a play caller, you understand. Look, I gotta get these guys so they're feeling good about themselves and they play well. I mean, look, and what they can do is real simple, and they proved it last year. You know, they were number one versus the run. So when people can't run the ball on you, you kind of dictate the terms on defense. This is why they get all the interceptions. Now, do they need more sacks? And they didn't have pass rush. You know, that's why mm-hmm. when you look at the passing, they were 25th because they only had, 30 sacks. That was 31st in the league. But now, you know, you're talking about teams. Can you imagine if they get a pass rush? They had 22 interceptions without a pass rush.
Yeah, that could be scary. That'd be a good thing for Bears fans everywhere. When we talk about Matt Eberflus, what did you think of the decision to keep him along with drafting Caleb Williams? There were a lot of folks, I'm going to admit, Coach, I was one of them who were ready to move on from Matt Eberflus and bring in an offensive-minded head coach. What did you think of the decision to let him come back for year three and see what he can do with a talented roster?
Well, I think they feel like when they – pick coach. They had a guy that they thought could, you know, obviously be the future here. And he was saddled with a situation at the quarterback position that they weren't quite sure what to do there. Right. And then mm-hmm. that became a little bit of a problem. But I think a lot of people maybe have been surprised that, you know, you're getting a new quarterback now, you might as well get a new head coach. So that says a lot about the organization. They said, look, well, we're going to stick with the guy now. He knows that, obviously, he's got to win some games. Now, that doesn't mean he has to get into the playoffs. But I think it's a team that went 7-10 last year. Now they got a rookie quarterback. Can this young quarterback get them to 9 wins? And if he could do that, that's a heck of a year for a young quarterback. Anything over that, then it's really rolling, right? And, you know, football's a crazy game. You never know. You get a couple bounces here or there. The defense, if this guy can get started early, this quarterback, and put points on the board, that gives the defense a lot of energy.
And even with the rookie quarterback, talking with Herm Edwards for a couple more minutes here on the score, even with the quarterback, I think Matt Eberflus has something that he hasn't had yet here in Chicago, and that's a team with expectations. There are people around the country that are talking about this Bears team and how good they could be. I saw Dan Patrick the other day. He had him going to the NFC Championship. What, if anything, do you change as a head coach in terms of a team that has expectations versus a team that previously didn't have as high of expectations from the outside?
No, I think it's good to have expectations, but there's got to be some reality to it, too. You know, you always have to keep this team on an even keel. The one thing you want to do is create consistency with your football team. You know, you don't want to be this team that has highs and lows, you know. And you, well, I've always said this. You know, football is a game because there's a lot of talent on both sides of the ball, you know, both teams. Both teams have talent. But just don't, you know, more games are lost than won in the NFL. They're just lost. More games are lost than won, typically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you want a smart team. You want smart players. Just don't beat yourself. Do the little things right. The opponent will do enough wrong things to keep you in the game. But the consistency of how you play is going to be very important for this team if they truly want to challenge the Green Bay Packers and if they want to challenge the Detroit Lions, you know. And now they have a quarterback where they feel like, hey, we can score some points. You know, we can now score some points. And that's important, you know. It's that really gets the defense excited about playing football when you know, hey, you know what, we don't have to sit here and try to win. 17-14 or 17-3. You know, that's that old buck ball we used to play down in Tampa back in the day, right? We used to call it buck ball. We had 4 Hall of Famers on that defense, so we could play that way. But it was like, hey, man, if they can't get to 10, they can't win. I'm like, oh, boy, that's put a lot on these guys, man. But, you know, they were up to the task.
Last thing for you, Herm, and I brought it up before, this team getting hard knocks. There's a notion out there that it's a distraction. I don't know. These are NFL players. They're on TV every week in front of tens of millions of people. Cameras are nothing new to them. How do you think, if at all, that hard knocks changes things in training camp? How would you handle it as a head coach, having all those cameras around?
Well, I had it before, you know, and the good thing about the head coach, you can tell him, you know, there's certain things that obviously you don't want to get out. Because you get to look at all the tape before it goes out. But with that being said, I think the players are excited, you know, about that. And look, the social media and the way these guys do things now, their own players tape stuff. You know, I always tell players, man, if you tape something in the meetings and stuff we're doing, don't let other people see that. Mm-hmm. You know, I always tell players, whatever happens in the locker room, that's our home. That never leaves the locker room. What we say here, what we do here, stays here when we leave here. That should never get out. And that's just a rule. But for any team in the NFL, my players know that. I mean, that's your home. Whatever happens in there, it stays in the family, man. And that's what's more concerning for me sometimes with these players with these phones. You know, they just showing stuff what's happening in the locker room. You don't do that. That's not part of the deal. You don't let anybody in there. That's private.
Right.
That's always been private, right? So I think these guys will handle it. You know, the hard knock. They're not a big deal. At all anymore. You know, I think players enjoy it, you know, and they keep it light, keep it funny, keep going. The hardest thing with that is that as they're splicing the feed together for the next day they're showing it, when they don't show certain players, they might come to you in the warm-ups. They come in and warm-ups. Hey, coach, why they haven't showed me yet? I said, what are you talking about? Now, they filmed me like all day yesterday. I wasn't in the scene. I said, look, I have nothing to do with who's editing the film, man. I said, I ain't got nothing to do. They're more worried about that than they are anything else.
They want that camera time. They want that FaceTime.
Like, are you kidding me right now? Are you asking me, man? I don't cut the film. Unbelievable.
That is Herm Edwards, former NFL college football head coach and ESPN analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Herm Edwards and catch him all over the Four Letter Network. Coach, real pleasure. Thanks for the time.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
And he joins me on the Circus Sports Hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. We'll open up the phone lines, the text lines to you to talk some Bears right after this. Does Caleb Williams, is he taking a little bit of the heat off other people in the Bears organization? We'll discuss coming up next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Gave a lot, you know, during the spring, you know, so, and then in the summer, same thing, you know, so formation, motion, understanding a concept, you know, run kills, you know, killing at the run, killing at the pass, alerts, all those things were a couple levels up, and you can see it. And how do you see it? You see it in the execution. They're in and out of the huddle. You know, I think we only had one today where they weren't, and it was much better.
We're back live with more Rami McLaugh on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's Bears head coach Matt Eberflus talking about the development of Caleb Williams, number one pick, as training camp is underway and what they've seen from him thus far. I am Rami McLaugh with you on a Wednesday evening. Well, I just talked with Herm Edwards. Man, that guy's good. I could talk football with Herm all night, man. That tip of the only way you give the other team, or the expression, the way he put it, you only give the other team the ball by kicking it. I love that. Whether it's a field goal or a kickoff after a touchdown or a field goal or a punt, the only way you give the other team the ball. That's every coach should be saying that to not just their quarterbacks, everybody on offense, every time they go out there on the field. The only way they get the ball is if we kick it to them. My thanks again to Herm Edwards for joining me. And we're going to talk with Aaron Lemming. He covers the Bears for the Bear Report and Windy City Gridiron coming up at 8 o'clock. But between now and then, just over half an hour to talk Bears with you at 312-644-6767. You can shoot me a text or give me a call if you want to get in on it. And I want to know, is all the hype and attention on Caleb Williams going to take heat off others in the Bears organization to win football games? As Herm would put it, you play to win the game. That's what I want to know. Is all the attention and heat that's going to be on Caleb going to take the heat off of other people? 312-644-6767. And look, I don't think I need to spell out who I'm talking about when I say other people, but I do feel like I need to refresh memories about where the Bears were not too long ago. And it's not pleasant. It's probably not going to feel good when I do it. But the hype and the excitement of the offseason, and rightly so, man. Rightly so. All the moves they made, not just Caleb, but all the moves they made, and finishing with 7 wins last year in a strong second half, rightly so that Bears fans have at least some cautious or guarded optimism and excitement about what's going on at Hallis Hall. But it wasn't that long ago that this was kind of a joke of a franchise that had lost 14 straight games. Think about that. They lost 14 straight football games. It was almost a calendar year in between Bears wins. And I think a lot of Bears fans were looking around at each other going, man, what exactly the hell is this? And when does it get good again? When does the plan actually start to come together to where there's a watchable product on the field? And everybody involved in that, not named Justin Fields, still has their jobs. And it wasn't just Justin Fields that was the problem. Everyone in that building had a hand in how bad the Bears were last year. And I feel like a lot of the heat, because we're all going to go to camp and we're all going to talk about Caleb and how many completions did he have against the Bears defense today? How many interceptions did they get once preseason starts? And it looks like he's going to get some snaps. All the attention is going to be on Caleb Williams. And I just have a feeling that when things go wrong, and yes, I said when, because things will go wrong for any rookie quarterback. And when things get rough for the Bears as a whole, are we all going to be either pointing fingers at Caleb Williams and going, man, another one? Is this really happening again? Or at the very least, are we all going to be looking at Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles and going, they got a rookie quarterback. You got to give them some time. Got to give them a little cushion. They got a rookie quarterback. Because I'm here to tell you right now, I'm not doing either of those two things. I don't plan on blaming Caleb Williams if things take a turn for the worse, and I don't plan on letting Matt Eberflus or Ryan Poles or Shane Waldron off the hook and say they got a rookie quarterback and you got to give him time to get this thing together. Neither of those things are coming out of my mouth. When Caleb Williams has rookie struggles, and he will, what will all the veterans that Ryan Poles acquired do to pick him up and win football games? You're going to notice a pattern here. And when I say veteran, I mean everybody who's not a rookie. I'm talking about the guys that were just drafted last year. Darnell Wright, Tyreek Stevenson, guys that were drafted. If you have a year under your belt in the NFL, you're a veteran. And you're one of the guys that when Caleb Williams has rookie struggles, that do things to pick him up and do things to help win football games. And we're going to find out if Ryan Poles has put people around. It looks like he has. Looks like it on paper. But we're going to find out if Ryan Poles has acquired guys, has put together a roster around Caleb Williams that when he has rookie struggles, guys are going to pick him up and win football games. How is Shane Waldron going to show us he's better than Luke Getsy in both developing a quarterback and calling plays and winning games? I want to see games won this year, and I don't expect Caleb Williams to do it all. So I need to see evidence of what Shane Waldron is doing that makes him better than Luke Getsy in both developing a quarterback and calling plays on game day. Because you're going to need that. If Caleb Williams is going to reach his ceiling, you need the right guy sort of guiding him and steering him and calling the right plays and putting him in positions where he can succeed, which the Bears did not do time and time again with Justin Fields and, well, every quarterback that came before him. So how is Shane Waldron going to show us that it's an improvement at offensive coordinator? Is the defense going to be as good as the second half last year? And is Flus going to make better decisions than he did last year? And, say it with me, win games. Because, and I just mentioned Shane Waldron. Speaking of him, here's a clip of Shane Waldron talking about what they want to see coming out of Caleb Williams this year.
Yeah, I think we'll play him in the preseason. I think it's important to get out there and have an understanding of what an NFL game's like. You know, all the nuances to the officials, to the where the shot clock is, the hashes, playing all those stuff in a new stadium, different stadiums. So I think adjusting to that and getting around his guys. But then in terms of the reps, we'll have a plan for that, and we'll keep that in house for what we're doing with all of our guys. But there'll be a plan in place, and we'll get to those reps where we feel like he's at a point. Where he's comfortable and ready to go for the regular season.
Now, he was talking about Caleb Williams there, but he could have just as easily been talking about Matt Eberflus based on what we've seen from that dude as the head coach of the Bears. When he talks about all the nuances, where the play clock is, the hashes, playing in a new stadium, different stadiums, adjusting to getting around his guys. Has Matt Eberflus done that? Has he done that? Because I remember Matt Eberflus blowing three games for the Bears last year. The Broncos, the Lions, and the Browns. Dumb decisions that he made directly led to Bears losses. And again, at one point, he had 14 straight losses under his belt and an NFL record 14 straight losses in which 25 points or more were given up to a team with a defensive head coach. It was better in the second half, but man, is that putrid. 14 losses in which the opposing team gave up 25-plus points. And he continually, even in the second half, when things got better, continually, as a defensive-minded head coach, got his lunch money taken by good offensive play callers. Whether it was LaFleur or Stefanski or Andy Reid or Ben Johnson, all four of those guys put up 30-plus points on Matt Eberflus's defense. And even in the season finale, when I believe the Packers scored 17, if I'm not mistaken, Matt LaFleur seemed to know just which play to dial up for Jordan Love to slice and dice Matt Eberflus's defense every time. Every time they needed a play, he knew the play to call. He's got his number. So that's where I'm at. I'm not blaming Caleb Williams if things don't live up to expectations this year. I'm not making any excuses for Eberflus or Poles or Waldron if they don't live up to expectations this year. Caleb Williams takes none of the heat off any of those guys, who I have to remind you once again have done nothing but lose up until this point. As good as everything looks on paper, they've done nothing but lose up until this point and had a hand in Justin Fields falling apart as a quarterback here in the city of Chicago. So what are they going to do differently? What's going to be better this year that when the rookie struggles happen, the rookie mistakes happen, other things within this organization, other guys within this organization perform up to a standard that you can still win football games? Because that's where I'm at, man. That's where I'm at. I don't have any patience for any of this. You've had 3 years. You're in year three of the Poles and Eberflus era. You know what they were doing in Detroit in year three? That was last year. They were in the NFC Championship. I'm not saying you have to make the NFC Championship, but I need to see an organization that even when the rookie looks like a rookie, you can win football games. And it may sound right now, if you're listening to me, and you can call and tell me this, 312-644-6767, asking you, does the attention, the heat on Caleb Williams take any of the heat off the others to win games? 312-644-6767. It may sound like I'm an anti-Eberflus guy, or I'm not as high on Ryan Poles and what he's done as other people are, or where I should be. Man, I am desperately rooting for this to work. When I say desperately, I mean desperately rooting for this thing to work. Because if it doesn't, we're going into year two of a new quarterback with another new head coach, with probably another new offensive coordinator, and that's a road I don't want to go down and a cycle I don't want to get caught back up in. I hope they have the answers to every single question I just asked. Whether the veterans that Poles put on this roster will pick up Caleb Williams when he needs it. Whether or not Waldron is the right guy as an offensive coordinator. Whether or not Matt Eberflus is the defensive genius people made him out to be in the second half of last year. And if he can just not make dumb decisions like the ones that cost you three games last year. And if he cannot continually get his lunch money taken by good offensive play callers in this league. I hope they answer all those questions with aces. I do. I desperately do. Because if they don't, things could get real bleak real fast. As good as we all feel here today on July 24th before a snap has really been taken, things could get really bleak and really dark real fast, and it's going to feel familiar. I don't want to go there. I don't want to end up there again. So I hope they have answers to all the questions I just threw out. I'm still putting the heat on these guys. I need to see football games won this year. How about you? Is the attention, the spotlight, the heat on Caleb Williams, does that take any of the heat off other people in the Bears organization, specifically Eberflus, Poles, to a lesser degree, Waldron? 312-644-6767. I'm Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score on a Wednesday evening. You can get in on the show by dialing those numbers, texting those numbers, and I'll talk to you right after this.
I mean, I feel like it's one of those like Alabama, Georgia type things. When you're going against five-star people every day in practice, I feel like when you get to the game, when you're going against, I mean, in theory, you're going against three stars, and I mean, it's a completely different ball game. That's when you start dominating other teams because you're so used to going against dog after dog after dog in practice. I mean, when you get to the game, that's something like everybody's not a dog. So I think for us on defense, being able to have those high-level guys on offense is definitely going to push us because we're going to go out there on Sundays and either we're going to play somebody that's just as good as them or that's not as good as them. And it's going to go, either way, it's going to go in our favor. So I feel like even vice versa for them, I feel like there's definitely some elements or some things that we can give to them. So when they go out there on Sunday, it's a breeze.
We're back. Live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
There's Bears cornerback and still relatively newly rich man Jalen Johnson talking about practice and steel sharpening steel out there at Halas Hall as they get ready for the 2024 season. Rami Makhlouf with you on the Score here on a Wednesday evening. Till 9 o'clock, I'll talk Bears with Aaron Lemming. He covers them for the Bears Report and Windy City Gridiron coming up at 8 o'clock. But phone lines open to you right now. Text line as well at 312-644-6767. Asking, is all the attention on Caleb going to take the heat off other guys? Guys like Eberflus and Poles and Waldron. Do they have the roster and the veterans to pick Caleb up when he has rookie moments? Is Waldron any better than Luke Getsy? And most importantly, and the thing that I have the biggest question about is Matt Eberflus. His defense, is it as good as it looked like in the second half last year? And is he just a better coach, a better head coach in making decisions and not the type of decisions that cost him three games last year against the Broncos, Lions, and Browns? I'm not letting the heat off these guys, not one bit. I need to see wins this year, even with the rookie quarterback, and I'm not putting it all on the rookie quarterback. How about you? 312-644-6767. Let's hear from JT. You're on 670 The Score. What's up, JT?
Yeah, Rami, man. First and foremost, I love every time you're on The Score, man.
Thank you.
You do a hell of a job.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate listening to you. Yeah, man, I'm totally with you. Like, I'm super excited about the Bears this season. I'm ultra confident about Caleb Williams and the schedule, or excuse me, the team that he has around him. Like, they should do great things this year. But man, I've been doing this. You know, I did this with Justin Fields. I did this with Mitch. You know, with Jay Cutler. It's been too long. I need to see them go out week one and not only take care of the Titans, but beat the Titans. They're at home on week one. And week two, at least give Houston a run for their money. And until then, I can't get off the couch, bro. Like, it's hard.
No, I hear you. Like I said, for me, it's appreciate the call. It's guarded. It's cautious optimism. And it's because we haven't seen this organization, including the guys that are in the building right now, perform their job, whatever their job is, whatever their respective role is. We haven't seen it performed at a high level and in a way that leads to winning games and a quality product going out there on the field week in and week out. And like I said, when I started this little rant, feel like some of us have forgotten like how bad things got, and somewhat by design. Some of it was, look, Ryan Poles felt the need to come in here and tear this whole roster down, whether you agree with it or not. I wasn't necessarily fully on board with it when he did it. They weren't too far removed from being a pretty good football team, but I digress. He did it. So some of this was by design of not winning football games, of tanking, quote unquote. And in theory and in design, it worked. I just saw, I don't have it in front of me right now, and I don't want to search while I'm on the air because it's going to sound distracted. Maybe Robbie can pull it up. Like, what, my producer Robbie Triano, what exactly the haul ended up being for that number one pick? It's crazy. So in theory, on paper, in design, it worked. But I don't think they ever meant for it to get as bad as it did. It's hard to for things to get as bad as they got. They lost 14 straight games, man. I don't know that was by design or fully by design. And giving up 25 or more points in all 14 of those games, not ideal, even when you're not trying to win football games that much. Not ideal. So I think things got even a little bit worse than they had planned or had hoped or expected. And bottom line is they haven't shown us, whether we're talking about Poles or Eberflus or Waldron, they have not shown us that they can perform at a high enough level to consistently win games.
Are you ready for that return now, though?
Say that again?
Are you ready for the return that the Bears got? Just a reminder to everybody at home.
Yeah, go ahead, Robbie. Appreciate it.
The Panthers sent wide receiver DJ Moore, the number 9 overall pick in the 2023 NFL draft. That was Darnell Wright. 2023 second rounder. That was Tyreek Stevenson. 2024 first rounder and a 2025 second rounder for the number 1 overall pick last year.
That's crazy.
That's pretty good.
And one of those picks ended up being Caleb Williams, who we all hope is like the savior. You know what I mean? But until I see it, I have questions and doubts about all these people we're talking about. And I'm not going to look at this when things go wrong or Caleb has a rookie moment and blame him. And I'm not going to look at you know, a 6-11 record at the end of the season and go, they had a rookie quarterback. No, man. No, this thing needs to be good enough to win now and then just get better from there as Caleb Williams develops. 312-644-6767. Kyle in Wisconsin dialed that. Now he's on the score. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, so I think we just have to have faith in our man, Ryan Poles. I think there's lots of evidence that he's got a lot of good things going on. You know, I read about some of these moves that he's made to set up trades, and he's thinking way ahead. He's just so far ahead of us. He's not, you know, he wants to win week one, but he's really looking down the road. We're at like week 4 and 6. And I think that's what you guys should talk about is what move is Ryan Poles going to be making at that point? What's like the Montez Sweat trade this year? He tried it with Chase Claypool, didn't work there.
Mm-hmm.
Worked with Montez Sweat, right? But what's the move going to be this year? And maybe it's going to be that second round pick for next year. He's going to use that as a piece to get in like one more guy that's really going to carry us to the second half of the season, because it's going to be a little bit rocky to begin with, but we need to really think about the entire year and how it plays out and who he brings in to add to it, because I think this Bears team is going to sneak into the playoffs and they could be really, really a great team at the end of the year once you get Williams going and the rest of the team and whoever else he adds in to really mix it up. I just think Poles is, he's the Theo Epstein of the Bears. He knows what he's doing. He's way ahead of it. I think we can trust this guy. The Bears at least have got that part right, and we'll see if he got Caleb Williams right, because I think for the most part, other than Chase Claypool, he's really done a good job with personnel. So those are my thoughts, man. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right about Ryan Poles, and that he is the Theo Epstein of the Bears, and that he's, you know, playing 4D chess while I'm over here playing checkers. And I would love, and I wouldn't put it past Ryan Poles, because as you pointed out, he has been aggressive in adding guys midseason before the trade deadline. If they went out and got, I don't know, another pass rusher, if the offensive line needs some help, whatever holes might reveal themselves as the season goes on. And he might be, and like I said, on paper, a lot of what Ryan Poles has done looks like it's working out, in theory, in terms of that haul that you just heard Robbie Triano read you that they got for that number one pick, in terms of the free agent signings and the trades that they've made and getting DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and DeAndre Swift. Looks real good on paper. And I think he might end up looking like a genius. He might end up looking like the Bears' Theo Epstein. That is possible. But as a lifelong traumatized Bears fan, I have trouble making that leap before I see some success on the field. That's all I'm saying. And I need to see improvement, not just theory and what's on paper. I need to see improvement from the roster that Ryan Poles put together. I need to see improvement from Luke Getsy to Shane Waldron. I need to see improvement from Matt Eberflus as a head coach and the decisions that he makes, decisions that win or lose football games. I need those guys to develop and show me improvement as much as I need Caleb Williams to, if not more. As a matter of fact, definitely more. More rests on their shoulders this year in terms of the success of the Chicago Bears than on Caleb Williams, because they're the ones that are entering year 3 of a tenure where they've just expected us to trust them and have faith in them. All trust and faith is out the window. I need results. I need results. I need wins. Like I said, I need the Bears to win now and then win even more games as Caleb Williams becomes a better quarterback. I'm not here for growing pains from the organization. I'm here for growing pains from Caleb Williams. I'm not here from growing pains from the Bears as an organization. They should be pretty groaned up by now. Caleb Williams is and Roma Dunze, those are the only guys who I'm looking at and going, yeah, they're young. Give them some time. There's less pressure to me, in my eyes, on Caleb Williams than there is the rest of these guys that I've talked about. We'll get back to your calls on the Bears at about 8:20. I'm going to talk some Bears with Aaron Lemming right after this. He covers that football team for the Bear Report and Windy City Gridiron, and he'll join me, Rami Makhlouf, right after this on 670 The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I mean, I feel like it's one of those like Alabama, Georgia type things. When you're going against five-star people every day in practice, I feel like when you get to the game, when you're going against, I mean, in theory, you're going against three stars, and I mean, it's a completely different ball game. That's when you start dominating other teams because you're so used to going against dog after dog after dog in practice. So, I mean, when you get to the game, that's something like everybody's not a dog. So I think for us on defense, being able to have those high-level guys on offense is definitely going to push us because we're going to go out there on Sundays and either we're going to play somebody that's just as good as them or that's not as good as them. And it's going to go, either way, it's going to go in our favor. So I feel like even vice versa for them, I feel like there's definitely some elements or some things that we can give to them. So when they go out there on Sunday, it's a breeze.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
There's Bears cornerback and still relatively newly rich man, Jalen Johnson, talking about practice and steel sharpening steel out there at Hallis Hall as they get ready for the 2024 season. Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score here on a Wednesday evening. Till 9 o'clock, I'll talk Bears with Aaron Lemming. He covers them for the Bears Report and Windy City Gridiron coming up at 8 o'clock. But phone lines open to you right now. Text line as well at 312-644-6767. Asking, is all the attention on Caleb going to take the heat off other guys? Guys like Eberflus and Poles and Waldron. Do they have the roster and the veterans to pick Caleb up when he has rookie moments? Is Waldron any better than Luke Getsy? And most importantly, and the thing that I have the biggest question about is Matt Eberflus. His defense, is it as good as it looked like in the second half last year? And is he just a better coach, a better head coach in making decisions and not the type of decisions that cost him three games last year against the Broncos, Lions, and Browns. I'm not letting the heat off these guys, not one bit. I need to see wins this year, even with the rookie quarterback, and I'm not putting it all on the rookie quarterback. How about you? 312-644-6767. Let's hear from JT. You're on 670 The Score. What's up, JT?
Yeah, Rami, man, first and foremost, I love every time you're on The Score, man.
Thank you.
You do a hell of a job.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate listening to you. Yeah, man, I'm totally with you. Like, I'm super excited about the Bears this season. I'm ultra confident about Caleb Williams and the schedule, or excuse me, the team that he has around him. Like, they should do great things this year. But, man, I've been doing this. You know, I did this with Justin Fields. I did this with Mitch. You know, with Jay Cutler. It's been too long. I need to see them go out week one and not only take care of the Titans, but beat the Titans. They're at home on week one. And week two, at least give Houston a run for their money. And until then, I can't get off the couch, bro. Like, it's hard.
No, I hear you. Like I said, for me, it's I appreciate the call. It's guarded. It's cautious optimism. And it's because we haven't seen this organization, including the guys that are in the building right now, perform their job, whatever their job is, whatever their respective role is. We haven't seen it performed at a high level and in a way that leads to winning games and a quality product going out there on the field week in and week out. And like I said, when I started this little rant, I feel like some of us have forgotten like how bad things got, and somewhat by design. Some of it was, look, Ryan Poles felt the need to come in here and tear this whole roster down, whether you agree with it or not. I wasn't necessarily fully on board with it when he did it. They weren't too far removed from being a pretty good football team, but I digress. He did it. So some of this was by design of not winning football games, of tanking, quote unquote. And in theory, and in design, it worked. I just saw, I don't have it in front of me right now, and I don't want to search while I'm on the air because it's going to sound distracted. Maybe Robbie can pull it up. Like, what, my producer Robbie Triano, what exactly the haul ended up being for that number one pick? It's crazy. So in theory, on paper, in design, it worked. But I don't think they ever meant for it to get as bad as it did. It's hard to for things to get as bad as they got. They lost 14 straight games, man. I don't know that that was by design or fully by design. And giving up 25 or more points in all 14 of those games, not ideal, even when you're not trying to win football games that much. Not ideal. So I think things got even a little bit worse than they had planned or had hoped or expected. And bottom line is, they haven't shown us, whether we're talking about Poles or Eberflus or Waldron, they have not shown us that they can perform at a high enough level to consistently win games.
Are you ready for that return now, though?
Say that again?
Are you ready for the return that the Bears got? Just a reminder to everybody at home.
Yeah, go ahead, Robbie. Appreciate it.
The Panthers sent wide receiver DJ Moore, the number 9 overall pick in the 2023 NFL draft. That was Darnell Wright. 2023 second rounder. That was Tyreek Stevenson. 2024 first rounder and a 2025 second rounder for the number 1 overall pick last year.
That's crazy.
That's pretty good.
And one of those picks ended up being Caleb Williams, who we all hope is like the savior. You know what I mean? But until I see it, I have questions and doubts about all these people we're talking about. And I'm not going to look at this when things go wrong or Caleb has a rookie moment and blame him. And I'm not going to look at you know, a 6-11 record at the end of the season and go, they had a rookie quarterback. No, man. No, this thing needs to be good enough to win now and then just get better from there as Caleb Williams develops. 312-644-6767. Kyle in Wisconsin dialed that. Now he's on The Score. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, so I think we just have to have faith in our man, Ryan Poles. I think there's lots of evidence that he's got a lot of good things going on. You know, I read about some of these moves that he's made to set up trades, and he's thinking way ahead. He's just so far ahead of us.
he's not, you know, he wants to win week one, but he's really looking down the road. We're at like week four and six, and I think that's what you guys should talk about, is what move is Ryan Poles going to be making at that point? What's like the Montez Sweat trade this year? He tried it with Chase Claypool, didn't work there.
Mm-hmm.
Worked with Montez Sweat, right? But what's the move going to be this year? And I maybe it's going to be that second round pick for next year. He's going to use that as a piece to get in like one more guy that's really going to carry us for the second half of the season, because it's going to be a little bit rocky to begin with, but we need to really think about the entire year and how it plays out and who he brings in to add to it, because I think this Bears team is going to sneak into the playoffs and they could be really, really a great team at the end of the year once you get Williams going and the rest of the team and whoever else he adds in to really mix it up. I just think Poles is, he's the Theo Epstein of the Bears. He knows what he's doing. He's way ahead of it. I think we can trust this guy. The Bears at least have got that part right, and we'll see if he got Caleb Williams right. Because I think for the most part, other than Chase Claypool, he's really done a good job with personnel. So those are my thoughts, man. I like to hear what you have to say.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right about Ryan Poles, and that he is the Theo Epstein of the Bears, and that he's, you know, playing 4D chess while I'm over here playing checkers. And I would love, and I wouldn't put it past Ryan Poles, because as you pointed out, he has been aggressive in adding guys midseason before the trade deadline. If they went out and got, I don't know, another pass rusher, if the offensive line needs some help, whatever holes might reveal themselves as the season goes on. And he might be, and like I said, on paper, a lot of what Ryan Poles has done looks like it's working out, in theory, in terms of that haul that you just heard Robbie Triano read you that they got for that number one pick, in terms of the free agent signings and the trades that they've made and getting DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and DeAndre Swift. Looks real good on paper. And I think he might end up looking like a genius. He might end up looking like the Bears' Theo Epstein. That is possible. But as a lifelong traumatized Bears fan, I have trouble making that leap before I see some success on the field. That's all I'm saying. And I need to see improvement, not just theory and what's on paper. I need to see improvement from the roster that Ryan Poles put together. I need to see improvement from Luke Getsy to Shane Waldron. I need to see improvement from Matt Eberflus as a head coach and the decisions that he makes, decisions that win or lose football games. I need those guys to develop and show me improvement as much as I need Caleb Williams to, if not more. As a matter of fact, definitely more. More rests on their shoulders this year in terms of the success of the Chicago Bears than on Caleb Williams, because they're the ones that are entering year three of a tenure where they've just expected us to trust them and have faith in them. All trust and faith is out the window. I need results. I need results. I need wins. Like I said, I need the Bears to win now and then win even more games as Caleb Williams becomes a better quarterback. I'm not here for growing pains from the organization. I'm here for growing pains from Caleb Williams. I'm not here from growing pains from the Bears as an organization. They should be pretty grownsed up by now. Caleb Williams is and Roma Dunze, those are the only guys who I'm looking at and going, yeah, they're young. Give them some time. There's less pressure to me, in my eyes, on Caleb Williams than there is the rest of these guys that I've talked about. We'll get back to your calls on the Bears at about 8:20. I'm going to talk some Bears with Aaron Lemming right after this. He covers that football team for the Bear Report and Windy City Gridiron, and he'll join me, Rami Makhlouf, right after this on 670 The Score.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.